The Man, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. She dedicates to the main man today, Alan, in the hope that he'll be all nice to us. It's 7.5 minutes now to 9. Here's Snowy White.
So you fly in fire. I've heard of paradise.
Mick Stubbs and the songwriter, last one this morning. Don't forget about the Paraglow competition. We're giving away a heater this week. All you have to do is answer three questions. Number one, on what side of the road do the Japanese drive? Number two, Paraglow takes its name from which inexpensive heating fuel? And number three, it never snows in Japan. Is that true or false? Send your answers on a postcard to the Paraglow competition, Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. Get them in by next Tuesday. And that's it from me. See you tomorrow. Declan Meehan saying, have a good day. And Colm Hayes after the news. Bye-bye.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
Hold it, flashbang, wallet, what a picture, what a picture, what a photograph.
And what a competition. £11,000 in holiday prizes must be won, including 12 fabulous JWT Continental holidays. Collect an entry form with every order only at 1 hour photo. So,
clap hands, stamp your feet, bang it on the big bass drum. What a picture, what a service, dum 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 dum. What a photo, the one.
1 hour photo, Grafton Street, opposite Trinity College, Galleria and ILAC Centre.
Monday's child is fair of face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for a living.
But every day's child prefers today's freshness. Brennan's. Today's bread today.
And old Mr. Brennan, he puts his name to that.
Melia Travel, Spain's biggest travel company, are offering unbeatable holiday value to Torremolinos from only £286 for 2 weeks in July. Also ask about their incredible family specials. Call Melia Travel, Dawson Street, Dublin 2, or phone 777-2409.
You can get the credit.
Credit for home bridging finance with Credit Finance Bank.
You can get the credit.
Credit for the new car you want.
You can get the credit.
Credit for that extra business finance.
You can get the credit.
You can benefit from the credit you're due with Credit Finance Bank. Call us. We're in the book.
727-444.
Hello, evening hello, small lads. Can I help you?
It's Lions. Put the kettle on time.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. Justice Minister Michael Noonan may give consideration to the idea of a special armed force to deal exclusively with terrorism. In the Doyle last night, he said the suggestion was an interesting one, but he couldn't give a quick answer to it. The idea was proposed by former Justice Minister Des O'Malley, who suggested that the 1,000-man force would be recruited from the Gardaí and would watch and gather information on subversives only. Earlier, Mr. Noonan said there was still not a strong enough case for arming the ordinary guard of force. The industry minister, Mr. Bruton, still believes Fords could change their mind about closing their plant in Cork. He said last night he's going to try and do that at a meeting with Ford management later this morning. Yesterday, he met with Ford representatives and union officials from the factory, where 800 jobs are due to go at the end of the year. When one of the union officials, John Mitchell of the IUDWC, said afterwards that he was as pessimistic about the situation after the talks as he had been before them. Tributes have been paid to the late Fianna Fáil TD Felice Offaly Burke Cowan, who died in a Dublin hospital yesterday. The Taoiseach, Dr. Fitzgerald, said Mr. Cowan had earned the respect of the whole Doyle. There was sharp ground frost overnight. Snow fell in the Midlands and in the West, and many roads throughout the country are described as treacherous. Limerick, Carlow, Kilkenny, and parts of Galway are particularly bad. In Dublin, conditions are said to be particularly bad at Killiney and Balbriggan, with black ice on roads. Motorists are advised to drive with extreme caution. Ferry House races today have been postponed. There'll be a further inspection of the course tomorrow morning, and if it's fit for racing, today's card will be run there tomorrow afternoon. In the north, a third person has been charged with murder over the Ballykelly pub bombing in December 1982. He's Patrick Derek Shotter, age 37, from Hollymount Park in the waterside area of Derry. He pleaded not guilty in a special court in Limavady. The Soviet leader, Mr. Andropov, has said Moscow is prepared to resume arms limitation talks with the United States. But the first move must come from Washington. Mr. Andropov said every effort should be made to reach agreement on limiting nuclear arms, but dialogue must be on an equal level, not from the position of strength President Reagan was talking about. Western diplomats are said to have noted the relatively moderate tone of Mr. Andropov's comments carried in the Soviet newspaper Pravda. The search is to be resumed this morning for the two army climbers missing in the Cairngorm since Friday, but there's now little hope of finding them alive. Portugal's parliament today begins a debate on government legislation to make abortion legal in some cases. The bill introduced by the country's Socialist Party would allow abortion in the case of danger to the mother's life, in the case of deformity in the fetus, or in case of rape. The results of a poll released last night show 71% of people questioned supported the proposals, while 19% wanted a complete ban on abortion. The Social Democratic Party says it may leave the ruling coalition if the legislation is passed tomorrow. Independent Radio News from Dublin, it's 3 minutes past nine. Radio Nova.
Thank you, Bob. It's going to remain very cold with the possibility of some showers of hail or snow this afternoon. Winds are westerly, force 4 to 5 in Dublin Bay, and the city temperature, city high, is expected to reach about 2 degrees Celsius.
Thank you.
after 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, Radio Nova. Thanks to the Morning Wallies for their little contribution to a Tuesday. Even though it is a Wednesday, I always get that confused. Good morning. I was thinking of giving the weather for Ballyporeen, in fact, but I'm told it's always sunny down there now. They're importing it in bags from California. You got your Ronald Reagan toothbrush and your Zippo toothpaste? All good presidents use Zippo. I wouldn't know. 12 after 9, the new single from Manhattan Transfer on Nova, This Independence.
Hampton's Wing, plus guests at the TV Club Friday next, the 27th of January. Walk away, talk away. Doors open at 10 p.m. Admission is £4. Feeling fine, singing the line,
I can see no other way. Budget travel for your summer holidays, sun and to super nightlife too. Spain, Mallorca, Ibiza, Canaries, south of France, Greece, where skies are blue. Budget that's for you.
I still get tears in my eyes, remembering all the heartaches, all my foolish mistakes, with my cake, my pastries and pies. But I've got stock, stock, stock will make it better, stock will make it fine. It's so easy to get over it now, there's nothing ever wrong with my cake, pastries and pies. Stock will make it better, stock will make it fine.
Your music is radio number.
Just can't convince myself.
Wednesday morning, Ireland's latest superstar, Chris Rea. I'll light a candle for you. 25 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we've got the Radio Nova job spot, the first of the morning coming up, so a pen and a paper out there ready would be very handy if you are in the market looking for a job. And between 9.30 and 10 o'clock this morning, as per usual, we've got a 30 minutes of the best of oldies and two from the Beatles. Bob's also got the news at 9.30, but right now we've got Dolly and Kenny.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine stew. Calm, I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going.
At Limerick's new Two Mile Inn Hotel, where you will benefit from special rates for business travellers. And there's a free chance to win a brand new Ford Fiesta supplied by Shields of Ennis Road. Simply book into Limerick's new Two Mile Inn Hotel.
You can go right out and shout it. There is no doubt about it. Dunn Stores Better Value beats them all.
Dunn Stores Great Better Value Sale now on with huge reductions in food. How about these lower prices? St. Bernard 20-pack fish fingers, 99p. St. Bernard fresh chickens, £1 off marked price. St. Bernard tin peas, 15.5 pounds, 15p. Dunn Stores Great Better Value Sale beats them all.
No matter where you go, you'll hear the people say, St. Bernard's the brand of quality today. Dunn's Stores, better value, beats them all.
How would you like to win a fun trek skiing holiday for two in Switzerland valued at £700? I bet you would, and here's how you can. Each night from Sunday to Thursday, a free draw will take place at the Dublin Ice Rink in Dolphin's Barn. The lucky winners will go forward to a grand draw taking place on the 25th of March. The prize, that fabulous fun trek holiday for two with return flights from Switzerland. So put a glide in your stride and come along to the Dublin Ice Rink Dolphin's Barn, the coolest place in town.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
9:30 on a Wednesday, Bob, with the news headlines.
Thank you, Colin. The weather continuing very cold. Some rain and sleet expected in the afternoon, which may turn to snow later on. The city high today, about 1 or 2 degrees. The headlines, Justice Minister Michael Noonan may give consideration to the idea of a special armed force to deal exclusively with terrorism. The industry minister, Mr. Bruton, still believes Fords could change their mind about closing their plant in Cork. There was sharp ground frost overnight. Snow fell in the Midlands and in the West, and many roads throughout the country are described as treacherous. Motorists are advised to drive with caution. In the North, a third person is charged with murder over the Ballykelly pub bombing in December 1982. The Soviet leader, Mr. Andropov, has said Moscow is prepared to resume arms limitation talks with the U.S., but the first move must come from Washington. Portugal's parliament today begins a debate on government legislation to make abortion legal in some cases. And a search is to be resumed this morning for the two army climbers missing in the Cairngorm since Friday, but there's now little hope of finding them alive. News in full at 10 o'clock.
Radio Nova, Job Spot.
And the first one of the morning, too. Your opportunity to earn £100 plus per week. Sales representatives are required for Dublin's newest publishing venture. Call 689962 for an appointment. 689962. Sales representatives with experience of the timber trade to cover the Dublin area. I don't know whether that's with timber. A basic salary plus bonus. And a company car will be supplied. Telephone 342411. That's sales representatives with experience of the timber trade. 342411. Sales representatives with own car, high potential earnings, and a knowledge of the motor trade is essential. Call 606666 after 2 p.m. this afternoon. 606666. A person required to demonstrate cosmetics. It's early in the morning. Cosmetics. Two or three evenings per week. Is this typewriter again? Two or three evenings per week. Free training and high earnings. Own car and telephone a definite advantage. Telephone 589930 for an interview. 589930. A junior sales assistant is required. 307717. 307717. Male or female canvassers required for part-time work in the Dublin area. Telephone 601611. 601611. And finally, male or female salespersons to sell security products. Experience is not necessary, and you can telephone 601611. 601611. Employers, the Radio Nova Job Spot is a free service going out on the air Monday to Friday, 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30. And if you wish to avail of the service, ring us now on Dublin 604043. Dublin 604043. More jobs at 10:30, and it's 30 minutes of oldies.
Radio Nova.
Sarah, you are all I want to know. You hold my
playing oldies on a Wednesday morning, I do get that feeling that that isn't the best recording of that particular song ever made. Hopefully not. Skipping it a little bit. Meatloaf, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And Thin Lizzy, Sarah, 17 minutes away from 9. And we're not playing enough of the real root old music. So here goes. 1961.
Apple seal. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No! Apple seal are the distributors of tire equipment and puncture repair materials from Belgard Rotala. If you're in the tire and garage business, call Apple seal, Belgard Rotala at 524-197 for a completely efficient and nationwide delivery service of tire equipment and puncture repair materials. Remember the name, Apple seal. Apple seal. Apple seal.
Budget travel for your summer holidays.
1984 is the year budget travel holidays break all records for value, variety, enjoyment, and budget prices. Compare budget travel's prices for Greece and the islands. Budget travel's prices for the south of France, Nice and Cannes. Budget travel's prices for the Canaries, Ibiza, Mallorca, and the Costa del Sol. Mostly day flights. Budget travel. Make your dreams come true.
Budget travel for you.
The Camera Shop Sale. Sankyo Cine Sound cameras and projectors below half price. Trick filters half price. Rechargeable batteries only $5.95 per set. Binoculars in 3 sizes, £10 off. Plus big discounts on all second-hand cameras. At the Camera Shop, 70 Lower Gardner Street, corner of Talbot Street. And 60A Capel Street, corner of Parnell Street.
Colin Hayes, Radio Nova.
Like a heart that looks so true. Just call on me and I'll send it.
good long to hold you and keep you by my side. I got little long to kiss you and keep you satisfied. If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you, to you, to you.
I must admit, they did sound like they were a little bit out of tune. There's a place all the way back to 1963. And from me to you are two from the Beatles for this morning. Oh, they were the good times. 10 minutes away from 10 on a Wednesday morning, and the olds continue right through until 10 o'clock. Chic and good times. Funny I should mention that.
Yeah. in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. The slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island.
Radio Nova on a Wednesday morning, 5 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Simon and Garfunkel, I am a rock, a pet rock. Tomorrow morning, 9:30 to 10, it's another half an hour of oldies. I just remembered. Finishing it up here now. Bob's got the news at 10. We're finishing with the Carpenters.
Love, look at the two of us, strangers in many ways. We've got a lifetime to share, so much to say.
Peaks and holidays, hit the hot spot. So come on, hit the hot spot with Peaks and Holidays.
Book your 1984 Hicks and Holiday on the noon high flyer to Mallorca, departing every Wednesday at noon by Aer Lingus Jet. Ideal for families with children or high-flying executives. Fly the noon high flyer from Hicks and Holidays this summer.
Come on, hit the hot spot with Hicks and Holidays. Hicks and Holidays.
Why don't you sell that car? Sell it now for cash at Windsor Car Auctions. Entries are accepted all day during the auction. No sale, no commission, prompt payment guaranteed, and HP account settled. Windsor Car Auctions, every Wednesday, 6:30, and Saturdays at 2 o'clock at Bluebell Avenue, Nace Road. Phone 516-877. Windsor Car Auctions, the fast, efficient way to sell your car.
If I invest for a fixed term of 1 to 5 years, will I earn extra interest?
Can I open an account for my favorite grandchild?
Yes, 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 with the EBS.
Is it possible to open an account for our football club? Can I deposit or withdraw money at any branch around the country?
Yes, 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 with the EBS. Can I, will I play with success? With the EBS. Yes, yes, with the EBS.
Oh, this flash bang wallop, what a picture. What a picture, what a photograph.
Super snaps, never ever late. Just 1 hour is all you wait.
Clap hands, stamp your feet. Bang it on the big bass drum.
One Hour Photo, Grafton Street, opposite Trinity College, Galleria and ILAC Centre.
Time to have a cup of Lion's tea.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 10 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. The Justice Minister, Mr. Michael Noonan, may give consideration to the idea of a special armed force to deal exclusively with terrorism. In the Doyle last night, he said the suggestion was an interesting one, but he couldn't give a quick answer to it. The idea was proposed by former Justice Minister, Mr. Des O'Malley, who suggested that the 1,000-man force would be recruited from the Gardaí and would watch and gather information on subversives only. Earlier, Mr. Noonan said there was still not a strong enough case for arming the ordinary Garda force. The Industry Minister, Mr. Bruton, still believes Fords could change their minds about closing their plant in Cork. He said last night he's going to try and do that at a meeting with Ford management later this morning. Yesterday, he met with Ford representatives and union officials from the factory, where 800 jobs are due to go at the end of the year. But one of the union officials, Mr. John Mitchell of the IUDWC, said afterwards that he was as pessimistic about the situation after the talks as he had been before them. Portugal's parliament today begins a debate on government legislation to make abortion legal in some cases. The bill, introduced by the country's Socialist Party, would allow abortion in the case of danger to the mother's life, in the case of deformity in the fetus, or in case of rape. The results of a poll released last night show 71% of people questioned supported the proposals, while 19% wanted a complete ban on abortion. The Social Democratic Party says it may leave the ruling coalition if the legislation is passed tomorrow. West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl will be holding talks with the Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Yitzhak Shamir, and other Israeli leaders later today. Herr Kohl, the second West German Chancellor to visit Israel, said after being met by demonstrators that he hoped to bridge the terrible chasm of the past. At a banquet yesterday, Herr Kohl urged that the Middle East peace process should be set in motion again. He also said that foreign interference had to end before peace could be restored to Lebanon. The Soviet leader, Mr. Andropov, has said Moscow is prepared to resume arms limitation talks with the United States, but the first move must come from Washington. Mr. Andropov said every effort should be made to reach agreement on limiting nuclear arms, but dialogue must be on an equal level, not from the position of strength President Reagan was talking about. In the United States, in New York City, a Colombian congressman has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for conspiring to sell 10 kilograms of cocaine. In Argentina, police seized 60 kilograms of cocaine in Buenos Aires and arrested 10 people who allegedly intended to distribute the drug in Europe and in the United States. In the Philippines, 8 military security officers have been charged with homicide after a gunfight in a bar in Manila, in which 5 people died. The victims include 3 other officers. In the north, a third person has been charged with murder over the Ballykelly pub bombing in December 1982. He's Patrick Derek Shotter, age 37, from Hollymount Park in the waterside area of Derry. He pleaded not guilty in a special court in Limavady. Finally, the wheelchair-bound former soldier Stephen Rigby has decided that he will not marry in a Catholic church. Mr. Rigby has said that he and his fiancée will go ahead with plans for a register office wedding, followed by a church blessing. Independent radio news from Dublin, it's 3 minutes past ten.
Radio Nova.
Colin Hayes.
Thanks, Bob. The weather for the Dublin area, it's going to be cold, dry and clear this morning with some bright spells. Becoming cloudier and windier later on with outbreaks of sleet and snow. A city high today of 4 degrees Celsius and winds are southwesterly, force 4 on Dublin Bay. And the weather pretty much the same for the other capital of Ireland at the moment, Ballyporeen.
Lie down.
a cigarette. Find a bar, avoid a fight. Show your papers, be polite. Walking home with nowhere else to go. You throw up your coat, pick up my notes, put another copy on. Lie down on the bed, lay back your head, smoke another cigarette. The dark, noise and voices from the park, across the dial from Moscow to Cologne. Interference in the night, 1,000 miles on either side, stations fading into the unknown. So throw up your coat, butter some toast, put another coffee on.
Radio Nova on a Wednesday morning, 10 minutes after 10. Tom Robinson, hey, listen to the radio. You know, it's really great, all this going on about Ballyporeen and County Tipperary and Ronald Reagan visiting them. The statistics in that place at the moment, that it's got a population of 300. There are no public toilets, there are no hotels, and there's a helicopter pad in the middle of the school yard, just in case, you know, he wants to drop in by helicopter. And at next week's Ballyporeen Council meeting, which has taken place in the Ronald Reagan house on Friday night, if they've a few bob to go around for pints, they're going to put forward a suggestion to ask the government to either give them a loan of Knock International Airport or just extend it a little bit to the left so that it'll reach Ballyporeen. Wouldn't it be very funny if Ronald Reagan missed Ballyporeen, got lost and ended up in Thurles or somewhere? Poor old Ballyporeen.
Been Nova proudly presents Imagination at the National Stadium on Wednesday the 15th of February and at the SFX Centre on Thursday 16th of February. Imagination, live in concert. Don't forget, if you bought a ticket for the original stadium show, it's still valid for the February 15th show only. Tickets for Imagination available from Golden Disc.
When you need to think things over, the sea can be your friend. The wind and the sail's gonna give you space again.
JWT, Holidays 84.
Taking off, lift the anchor.
Your copy of the JWT 1984 brochure now. JWT, we're with you all the way.
Ah! John, we've been burgled!
It can happen to anyone. Today, it could be you. It makes sense to beat the burglar now. At Insurance Corporation of Ireland, we're here to help. Our home security advisory service is a new service to householders everywhere. We'll supply you with a free home security advice brochure and to our policy holders a 15% discount on home security equipment plus other incentives. Contact Insurance Corporation now. Together, we can beat the burglar and make 1984 Home Security Year.
Radio Nova, the mighty 890.
happy.